what's going on out there? Okay. Well, we're back with Broadview. Thank you for joining me today. Our second hour, broader issues and things going on in our lives and people that are fascinating. And I ran into a very fascinating person, Marty Ellen Hill. She's a groundbreaker, I'm not even kidding, in the world of business synergy, integration. Got to get that word right, you know? Amy's in here with me. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Jay.
Isn't this a wonderful project we're talking about here?
It is really wonderful. It's interesting.
It's huge. It's huge. She's won international acclaim in multiple fields. She's a composer, a publicist. She's everything.
Hi, this is Marty Ellen. How are you?
Hey there, Marty. It's Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
I was just talking about you. Imagine that. I was talking about that you're a composer, you're a publisher, you have won many awards, the American Society of Composers and Publishers, for pioneering the world of music invention and application. I mean, there's so many things to your credit. You were a professor? I see.
I was an assistant adjunct professor.
Wow, though, Marty, that is fantastic. I mean, definitely intellectual property and distance learning. That sounds so big.
Distance learning. Well, those are the words that people used actually in 2002.
Yeah, I'm seeing it here. And you lived in Paris?
I lived in Paris.
First woman commissioned by a groupe musique des vivantes in Lyon, France, right?
In Lyon, mm-hmm.
Wow, what'd you do there? I mean, how long were you in Paris or in France?
Well, I made part of the music, actually a good part of the music for this work, this new media platform in Lyon, and I strung together many commissions, and actually the track 6 that I sent you that we'll play at some point down the road was commissioned by them.
Fantastic. Well, let's just get to it. I haven't told anybody very much about it. It is a interactive game. It's a book series. It's who knows what else it's going to be. It is the kind of a Harry Potter type application here. I mean, really. I mean, this just goes so deep, Marty.
Well, the idea of it is how the living part of it, the music part of it, is actually encoded in the print. So as you read, you're actually taking part in igniting a music idea. The music is really the vehicle for the access. So it's the roadmap that you're unfolding with this family of characters.
Okay, explain a little bit a musical alphabet. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well, as you read and as you unfold the character paths, you're forming their alphabet with them. So this is something that's all part of the story. You have to follow the protagonist, a la Harry Potter, many other works of that nature, as she unveils this secret of the family after her daughter is murdered. So the alphabet forms, actually, as you're following the protagonist. So people often come to me and want the reveal right away, and I say, oh, well, you know, you have to at least get through chapter 1.
So you're talking
to find out how this alphabet is encoded in this. It's actually encoded in a city plan.
It does
so
sound
it's hidden.
It does sound a little complicated, but not really. It's about the Barringtons. Is that right? A family, a whole legend of this family, and how music intertwines their character, and how you can identify who they are by their musical score. Am I getting it right?
Right. They each have a musical motif, a musical signature. It's actually not that complicated. It's pretty formulaic, the way Peter and the Wolf is formulaic. What makes it complex is this whole new layer of online and wireless communication and the science that's put into it as well. But it really, the paths that they form are very formulaic, very Peter and the Wolf, Benjamin Britten's Guide to the Orchestra. These are often classical realms that people don't hear about on a day-to-day basis, but they have a specific pathway that they unfold a story according to.
Yes, about a story about the family and murder and mystery and very in-depth, all of these characters. Now, you can go online. I've gone online to check out your program there, and you can go into each room and each life and each history. I mean, you have so many ways to get in and interact with this family. It's fascinating.
Right. There's many ways. You need to go through the opening of the book just a bit to know a little bit about their background, and then you get to actually ignite this, and as I will introduce the actual music bites that become their language, people will actually be able to build out whole rooms and cities of their own that duplicate this map, so that the map correlates to their own town wherever they are around the world.
Wow, that is amazing. How do you...
Well, that's where the complication runs in. But it's not complicated because we do it for you. I have a whole team. So the idea of the correlation and the mapping, that means you can actually take this to the next level and take their scheme and put it in your own town is what makes it many levels.
Tell me what is MEND.
Musical Encode Decode. So... it's just another form of understanding music in terms of a score. Many people think of it, a score, as something very distant from the, you know, everyday person's access. And what this hopes to do is to make that less distant, more user-friendly to people who will be able to get hold of this, so that the score actually returns to its former idea of being a living document. So it's not a distant idea that something somebody wrote that's fixed in the past, but really a living document.
A new interactive media model or mode, right?
Well, it's because it's actually very old-fashioned in many ways. The story is it's using old-fashioned artifacts. We're just bringing them into the 21st century and making them alive again, right?
So. Yeah.
Right, and how you would actually be able to read a score in a different way without so many other tools standing in your way saying, oh, I need endless years of music theory to read the score. I'm actually taking you back to the time before scores got that complicated, really,
well,
to show you how this puzzle works.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean before scores were complicated? They're notes. I mean, what have you done different that'll help, like a layman like me? I couldn't read a score,
Well,
musical score.
Exactly. The layman goes into this puzzle. I'm glad you brought that up, Jay. Perfect. And I take you to the... that's why it says raise theme. There's a theme. So before the theme becomes fully orchestrated, you get to understand the family, how they encrypt or keep their trademark signature according to this little four-note puzzle. And I take you into the time of what was called solfeggio, which is really just do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do.
Oh.
And use those syllables to show you how the musical staff is going to unfold with these characters over the century and become this living orchestration. So you get to actually live that as I take you back through time, to show you how this really evolved from just the human hand. Actually, the score was built on the human hand.
Meaning
F-A-C-E, which would be the treble clef. So the point is, I'm not teaching you anything. I'm showing you how human beings actually built these ideas of scores and maps on their body.
Fascinating.
Well, that's only one part of this.
It's one part of many, many. I mean, it's just so, not that it's complicated, but it is just such a multi-huge project. I mean, we're talking four different books, right?
There are actually five books. One is
five
an
books
epic.
Now.
Well, right. Well, in any world that a creator creates, whether it's, you know, whether it's a Harry Potter or Lewis, or anybody, or George Lucas, or anybody who creates a world, the gentleman who created Dark Matter, they have to have a whole world and a legend and a glossary attached to their characters and the meanings and the rules that govern the world according to that creator's vision. So the music here is what gives them their evolutional leap in terms of their power to make quantum leaps in science, because I link it to the whole idea of the music and the universe and the spheres.
Yeah, like music as a force. May the force of music be with you. Yes?
Right, and not just music as music that has sound to it that you can hear, but music that is not heard but interpreted you know, it's like saying certain people can hear music and other people hear other music, and this is why. But what's most important is how the music connects these group of characters in a family. So it's like saying they have to co-opt what they can do as a force. So not any one of them is singled out for independent power, and that's what the mystery of this is. So when this star is murdered, the complete balance, their equilibrium, is off. And that's where it opens up into the audience that has to decipher clues to help them get back aboard.
How many characters? Go ahead.
How many characters did I put in? There are actually, when I first began, there were actually 12 characters, but I would say three of them are really in the background. So nine characters that are in the current family, eight, nine characters in the current family.
And how many different scenarios are there? I mean, that's got to be a nightmare for a techie to put together, but I guess they love it.
No, No, it's not. The hard part was getting it so that all the pieces that functioned in this clockwork scheme, because they have a clockwork scheme that goes around the world, all fit into the pieces of this puzzle at the opening. But there were actually just four major scenes that control the whole thing by city. So it's the four corners of a square. There are many metaphors that keep this intact. The intricacies of how it's built are all part of the creation. So the basic story about how they gain their power, how they lose their power, how they can get back their power is what the audience is really coming aboard for, and to play actually a kind of a jury, because there's a crime being committed in the 21st century, and you have to go back to the Middle Ages, and you can actually go back before that, to find out how this encryption works and this town genome reforms in the 21st century and how this is happening yet again.
And everybody loves to solve a mystery, don't they?
Well, it's like saying that this mystery was contained to a tiny town in the Middle Ages, and the 21st century, the mystery becomes a global puzzle and a global problem very quickly, and that's part of the importance of it in this era.
So tell me about the skeleton score.
Well, that's the first book.
That's the first book.
That's just the name of the first book, right?
I'm seeing there's five books here. Chronicles the family quest to regain its prominence, thwart takeover, and define their territory around the globe in order to maintain their powers and secrets to the world's origin. Wow, that's heavy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the broader view of the skeleton score, but it's really talking about how their skeletons actually have a live, living language that's encoded in them that keeps them intact. And it's, again, my reach to kind of put the music back into the body and to show that the music is part and parcel of the body until it's actually scored. You make something with the music on the outside. So when this child... is a child murder in the Middle Ages, which is the resonance to the 21st century crime. This child sings out this melody that's an insignia of the family. So the family melody is nothing more than saying one could sing their family name in a village and be telling the village who's coming to town.
Can I get to some of that music on your website? Is that possible
or no?
Actually,
we haven't put the music on the site for...
I wanted to hear something.
Right.
Okay.
We have the music, but the music will mobilize the scenes. So it mobilizes the puzzle of the scene. So it builds out each scene, just the way when you go to the movies and you see a scene, you see all the picture comes into view. That's what the music does here.
And I might mention Mardi-Ellen.com. That's M-A-R-D-I, Mardi-Ellen.com. Check it out. It is fascinating, fascinating stuff. How long did it take you to put this whole thing together? It must have been years and years.
Well, it's a very political story in many ways now. It plays out in Washington, D.C. as a mirror of the Paris story. Well, it took me the better part more than 15 years, because it went from being a stage play, and I kept the play, right, which becomes this game idea as this kind of centrifuge quality to this that controls the whole outside ring. It was many, many layers of information.
Did you have a run on Broadway with this play?
Well, it was more like off-Broadway. It was at Steinway Hall. It was at different places.
Fantastic.
There were six pieces, and four of them were reviewed in major places. And one of them was on 57th Street in New York.
Melody Makers. Meet the Melody Makers.
Well, that is the list of the characters, and actually on the site, what the characters are capable of doing. They have different, and again, in 21st century parlance, different capabilities in terms of what they can do as part of this one workforce.
Yeah, it's like this top secret Barrington files are hidden here and have been purposely hidden from Lily's inquiry until the day when the melody is to be heard. The Library
of Congress. Right, Lily is the protagonist, and she stumbled into this scenario that she's not supposed to find out, but somebody has set her up to find out in a typical mystery thriller kind of way. And she walks herself into a lot of trouble. So the audience has a lot to do in terms of strategy to uncover these details in a clockwork scheme with her. And as you're doing it, and she's uncovering this codex to the family, you're beginning to learn their secrets.
Wow, how fun. I just absolutely love it as a book, first of all, and then for it to be a performance play, and then now to be an interactive program is just amazing to me. It's just so mind-boggling. I think it's wonderful.
Well, it's actually, when one says interactive programming, one thinks of something that's very difficult. But again, you have to imagine that we my team does that for everybody. So programming, mm-hmm. right. So you're just moving the characters through the gaming adventure pathway that we've set up for you. And what makes it different is that those pathways are actually in the book. So you can actually read the story and go to clues that are in different mobile technology to work out scenarios that are in the book. This was done actually in a different way, not by music, but by the gentleman who wrote that TV show Lost. It was actually premiered as serialized clues in Wired magazine. And he put different clues, offline, online, that all went back to the story that was in the magazine.
Wow. Very interesting. Amy's been listening here. Amy, do you have any questions for Marty?
I have so many questions.
Well, hit her up with one.
But taking this all into account, and everybody loves to solve a mystery. I'm one of them. So my question to you would be, what is your end goal through all of this interesting things that you've just been mentioning? Where do you see this in the future, Marty?
A movie? A movie, Marty?
Yeah.
Well, we have a script. I held it back. Huh. The thing is, it's a little bit of a misnomer to say project, because this definitely is a business. I mean, I have a complete business model.
Yes, you
and,
do.
Yeah, so basically we've been looking for the right product placement sponsor, because this has a product reveal that actually works in every form of broadcasting. So broadcasting people are very interested in it in terms of the television, and it's going to the next level of technology in terms of how the internet works with television and radio. That's where I see this actually going very quickly, because it has this. One could enter this world on so many different levels, on a very simple level, or on a much more complex level, like the game Myst. I don't know if anybody knows that game. But this has gaming features in it, but it's not just a game.
No, it has all kinds of application.
Right. There's an application to education. There's an application for neuroscience. And I actually teach you how you have a personalized fingering which is what Really Mend is about, that expresses your musical syntax, the way you have a DNA syntax around your eye print or your hand print. This takes it to the next level, which
science.
Is kind of
yeah,
right. But I have to say, first of all, I have to thank the people who got me to this point. It did not happen just by my own hand. I have a wonderful team of people that work. I work with a gentleman from MIT, my friend John Keel, colleague, another gentleman, Peter Lurie, who's an architect and a web designer. The people that I work with have 1, 2, 3, 4 disciplines. So it's a very knowledge base, but we also know how to hopefully appeal to the listener who's just going to walk in, or the reader who's just going to walk in on this.
Well, it's going to take a while, I'll tell you. It's not complicated, but it is fascinating. It is wonderful. Mend. Check it out. Mardi, MARDI-Ellen.com. You will be amazed. Mardi, you are brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me today, and tell us about your business.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.
Fascinating. We'll be talking again.
Okay, bye.
The Skeleton Score. Wow. Read her book. She's amazing.
That is amazing.
Books, interactive program. Well, I keep saying interactive, but I mean it is interactive because you can go in the rooms you want to go in and pick the characters you want to pick. We all love that.
I wish we had time for one more question. I just wonder how she came up with this idea. My goodness.
Her music, because she's a composer and a playwright,
right,
is what she told me. Yeah,
to integrate
it all, just being with technology, trying to be in the now. Be in the now.
Indeed.
Once again, MardiEllen.com. Check it out. We're going to take a break here because my producer in there is going, but we're coming back. You're with Broadview, Fox News 1270.
Fox News Radio 1270.